Good morning, Houston of FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning my guest is Paul Johnson with Johnson Carpet One in Tulsa. Paul, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Thank you for asking.
It's good to talk to you. Most people know who you are, Paul. You've given back to this industry. You're very active within Carpet One, and you're also former chair of the WFCA, right?
Yes, sir, I am, and glad to have been a part of both of them.
Tell us real quick a little bit about your operation in Tulsa.
Well, we have 5 retail locations, a builder division, and a commercial division that's in eastern Oklahoma and up in Joplin, Missouri.
And we're down here at the Mohawk Momentum meeting in Dallas. The fact that you're here tells us that you've got special features with Mohawk. You're a care stand dealer, right?
We are also a care stand dealer. That's correct.
Have you been through the showroom here?
We have, and Karistan has got some beautiful new patterns that we are all very excited about, along with the new hard surface products that Mohawk is introducing. So I think Mohawk has really stepped up their game with the hard surface products this year.
Did you know that this is their largest new product introduction year in the history of the company?
You know, I didn't realize that until you brought that out, but I guess considering that we started at 8 a.m. this morning and it's 11 a.m. and we just wrapped it up, yeah, it does feel like it's been a lot of new products to look at.
You took a little bit of a risk to come to a meeting like this. They've done a pretty good job of keeping everybody safe. Did you have any reservations about coming here?
Well, certainly, I think everyone has reservations these days about traveling and COVID, but Mohawk did a great job with the masks and sanitizing things. Actually noticed when I grabbed a water out that the lady came and wiped off the refrigerator door. So I think they've really done a good job keeping us safe.
Tell us a little bit about your year in 20 versus 19.
Oh, boy. So, you know, I think our year in 20 probably reflects what a lot of people did. We started January, had a pretty good January, February, a little bit of concern about what's going on with the COVID. You know, March hit. We were forced to shut down all of our retail stores. Never been through a pandemic, been through recessions, been through a lot of other things that have happened in this industry, but you're sitting there in your office and your stores are all shut down. You don't know what's going to happen next, and you're just trying to go into survival mode and figure out how you're going to make it. Then they start letting us open our stores little by little. May, you start picking up a little bit of business, and then the next thing you know, June, July, August, you're just trying to figure out how to get all the product installed and on the floor, and you're dealing with back order situations. And golly, by the time you get to the end of the year, you look up and you're up 11% in 20 over 19. So we feel very fortunate that that's happened. Not a single employee of ours missed one paycheck. So we were very proud of that, especially in the early days when we didn't know what was going to happen.
So up 11% versus the previous year, that's fantastic.
It really is. We just felt so fortunate about that. And I tell you, we just didn't expect it. And so in June, July, August, as I said, you just kept wondering, when are they going to turn the tap off and this business is going to go away? Because that happened in March and April. Yeah. You know, when you look at the numbers in April, it was devastating. Actually, they shut us down, and it was the end of March, and we had already done a big direct mail piece. So we had thousands and thousands of dollars spent on advertising, and typically a huge 4-day sale for us, and our sales were zero.
Talk about the mix during this thing. Did it shift at all? Are people buying different products because of this?
We still continue to see movement towards more hard surface products away from our soft surface carpet. But I would tell you that in terms of percentages, by the time we got to the end of the year, the mix, the percentage was still the same from 2019. So overall, we didn't see that.
Okay. I'm hearing that better-in carpet is doing a little bit better. Is that the case with you?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. People are buying better carpet. They may not be buying as much carpet, but the rooms that they're putting it in, they're buying better quality. And even in our area, we're starting to see a lot more pattern.
All right. So I know you have children that are twins that are stepping in and helping you run this thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. My son and daughter, twins. My son runs the retail division. My daughter runs the builder division. And, you know, just couldn't be more proud of them through the whole beginning of this pandemic, coming in, trying to help figure out how to keep the company going. And then as business ramped up, you know, everybody jumping in to make certain that we took care of our customers. So they really are the future of our company, and really proud of the work that they're doing.
Let's talk about this succession and transition. Have they always known that they were going to stay with your business, or is this something you had to talk them into?
No, actually, through the whole time growing up, I had no intentions of their coming into the business, and we never really talked about it. My daughter, after she graduated from Oklahoma State, decided that she wanted to come in the business, and she joined the company, worked on the retail sales floor, and worked her way up through. Her brother, on the other hand, went to law school and practiced law for about 5 or 6 years before he joined the company, but he felt that he had an entrepreneurial spirit and wanted to do that, and the two of them really work very well together because they've got two completely different skill sets.
So, Paul, what you going to do? You going to run down to Florida or what?
No, I've got grandchildren in Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay. So I'm not going anywhere. You know, just hopefully spend a little bit more time riding my bicycle and maybe playing a little bit more golf. But that's about all I've got planned, and hope to keep working for another 6, 7, 8 years.
Paul, it's great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Paul Johnson from Johnson's Carpet One in Tulsa, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.